Paul would like to know, could the Big Bang be in an infinite repeating cycle? And can you just explain what that question means for us?
Well, the idea of the Big Bang is that somehow, if you rewind the history of our universe, and we're getting pretty good at doing this by piecing together all the evidence, if you rewind it maybe 13.8 billion years into the past, then our universe was essentially infinitely dense, or, you know, incredibly dense, and the universe was sort of born out of that primordial state. And I think what the question is getting at is, well, what sets that up? How does something appear out of nothing that's infinitely dense? What creates that? And of course, that's a kind of question that's been around forever. I think ever since humans first started asking any sort of philosophical question, the question of, was there a single moment of creation, or did somehow the world that we know emerge from something else? And the honest answer is, we don't know. We still don't really know the answer to that question. What kicked off the Big Bang? We just don't know. We do have some ideas. There are things like this idea called inflation, which kind of replaces the normal Big Bang picture with something slightly different, where the universe expands in a really weird way in its first tiny fraction of a second. And in that picture, it might well be quite natural to imagine that space and time have just existed forever, that there was no beginning to time, and universes just kind of pop up within this bigger environment that we sometimes call a multiverse. And so in a sense, that there are theories that we are trying to put to the test where time could have been around forever, and there could be this kind of idea of a repeating cycle.
That boggles your mind, doesn't it? But you're not going to give us an answer, so we have to say the best I can do is to say, well, come back another time and we'll do some more experiments.
Yeah. I mean it's going right back to something we discussed at the start of the program. You know, we can actually see light coming pretty much from the Big Bang itself. So we do live at a special time when we can actually tackle these questions scientifically rather than just speculate about them. At the moment, what I just said is speculation, but we do have ways that we're trying to test it.
It's a great time to be alive, isn't it?